I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Want to go to Mars? Of course you do. And of course you can't. But you can find an awfully good simulation online. NASA and Microsoft are presenting tens of thousands of high-resolution images from Mars that you can get to through your computer. They're NASA images presented at worldwidetelescope.org, a site run by Microsoft Research. Ross Beyer is a planetary scientist at NASA. He's been excited about what he's seen in these photos.
I saw a track that kind of looked like something had rolled downhill, and you can follow that track and you can see a little rock at the bottom, and you could see where the rock started high on the slope and rolled down and left little marks in the sand. Now that little rock, of course, is probably, you know, a couple yards across, but still, it shows us that, you know, something was there and something moved on the surface without, you know, people being there, which is always exciting. So, I mean, it kind of begins with that, right? So we say, oh, look, I saw a rock that moved. And then we kind of try and scratch our heads and say, okay, so the rock moved. What does that tell us? Maybe it doesn't tell us anything. Can we tell anything about how big the rock was, or maybe something about the sand that it moved through, if we can understand how it's, you know, how it moved or something? And so that kind of begins some of those questions. In the specific case of the rock, that really hasn't led to anything else. But other things have.
Like the time Ross and his team found a cloud of dust.
And we thought, wow, that's kind of a funny-looking cloud. And what it turned out to be was we'd actually caught an avalanche in motion as we kind of flew overhead and took the picture. And once we knew what we were looking for, we could go back and find other places at other times of year when these landslides, these little kind of dust slides, were happening off the edge of the polar cap. And that's helped us kind of understand there are seasons on Mars, and that kind of heats up and cools things down. And so you have landslides in particular times of the year at particular sites. And that helps us learn about kind of the climate environment as it is now on Mars, and helps us think about how it might have been in the past.
These photos have been around for a while, but the trick was to package them in a way that made sense, that put the photos in context. Enter Microsoft. Dan Fay is the director of Microsoft Research's Earth, Energy, and Environment effort.
Microsoft Research Worldwide Telescope has been a program and an effort that we've been doing for about the last 2 years, where we've been making not only space images, so images of the sky, but also Hubble images and other images from other telescopes, and allowing those to be available for anyone from any desktop around the world to actually be able to view this. So it's kind of like having the space at your fingertips.
So Microsoft doesn't own an actual huge telescope. We should stipulate that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what we did is one of our researchers, Jim Gray, who had been working with the astronomy community, to help to bring together a lot of their different data sets to make it more easily accessible to anyone.
Ross Beyer from NASA says these pictures belong to you anyway.
The data that we take from spacecraft for NASA is data that are taken with taxpayer dollars for the benefit of all, and this is just one more way to get that data to people, either just to look at or to actually explore and try and do something more serious. And so this is kind of another way to get the data that we've taken out to people so that people can look at it. You know, it's a lot of data. It's many, many terabytes. You know, there are only so many planetary scientists that have the time to look at this, and you know, getting more people to look at it, they might discover something that we miss.
You can find links and your own ticket to Mars at futuretense.publicradio.org. Other stories we're following at our website: Microsoft's Outlook email program can now incorporate Facebook, so you'll be able to send email to someone and get their status update and find out how they're doing on Farmville, if you want to. Boeing unveiled a prototype for a new hydrogen-powered unmanned drone aircraft. It's called the Phantom I, and it can spend up to 4 days straight in the air at 65,000 feet. Producer Larissa Anderson is here, and Larissa, we've both been doing research today, although our colleagues might think we were playing a video game.
Yeah, it's called Pond, spelled P-0-N-D, and it's more a Zen meditation than a game. Here's some music that you hear when you play.
So you're a guy walking through nature, and the only task you have is to breathe in these little balls of light when they appear. You do that by pressing the space bar.
Sometimes when you breathe, bunnies or birds appear. I can't quite figure out what winning is, but I'm starting to wonder about my breathing technique.
We have links to Pond online. We also have links to that virtual Mars tour. We're really going to mess with your head on the internet today. It's all at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.